You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bob-a-pedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I spent... Dan, how long was I in Rochester from 8 p.m. until noon today? What is that? That's 16 hours?
Correct.
All right. You know math. I'm not that good at it.
I know, but you nailed that one.
Thank you. 16 hours in Rochester. And I kind of want to go back. Rochester, I think most people think of Rochester. When you think Rochester, what do you think, Dan?
Mayo Clinic.
Mayo Clinic. That's it. And I'll tell you, when I was checking out of my hotel this morning, you know, it's a little bit like the walking wounded. You know what I'm saying? Like a lady in front of me has got like her wrist wrapped up. It's a company town.
I thought you meant you were feeling the effects of the night before.
Well, that may be the case. But you get a real sense that people are there either because they're medical professionals or they're there to see medical professionals. But Rochester had like a lot of cool stuff going on. And today they have like outside of Mayo Clinic, like I think it's every Thursday, they close off like a bunch of streets and they had live music on two stages over the lunch hour, probably two dozen restaurants with booths and all these like vendors and artisans and artists and stuff. And I'm like, Rochester, like kind of cool. It had a cool vibe going. And it got me thinking that I wanted to ask you guys about your favorite city, your favorite Minnesota city. Now, we got to pull Minneapolis and St. Paul out, right? That's sort of cheating. But when you think about the city area, what are the cool cities? What is your favorite city? 651-461-9226. Texter says Lanesboro. I've never been to Lanesboro. But Lanesboro, I feel like that is like a big sort of resorty area, isn't it? Have you ever been to Lanesboro? It's kind of bluff country. I'm looking at some pictures. Lanesboro looks pretty cool. Yeah, I've never been to Lanesboro. texter was Jason at Kathy's Pub on Broadway in Rochester. I was not. I didn't go by that. Another texter, you know nothing about Rochester from just a half day. You're a big talker today. What a absolutely wild text, right? Like,
because you opened the segment by saying, I know everything there is to know about Rochester, and you people are all idiots. That's what you said. Oh, wait, no, you didn't say anything like that. Good Lord.
Are people just mad all the time? You just want to be pissed about something?
There's a group of people out there that are.
How dare you, DeRusha?
And they love to comment on our show.
I don't know. I don't know jack about Rochester. I've been there for 16 hours. I said it seemed kind of cool.
Well, what are you doing? There's a lot of jibber-jabbering about Rochester out of you, ding-dong. What do you know?
I am so sorry for liking Rochester.
Is that the deal now? People are going to gatekeep Rochester?
I don't know. Like, most people probably go to Rochester just... And to be honest, I told a friend that I was going to Rochester, and I felt like I immediately had to say, like, I'm okay. Right? Like, if you're not from Rochester and you say, I'm going down to Rochester, people assume, oh, are you going to see the doctor? I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'd like to send some of these texters to the doctor, I'll tell you that much. The person who said I know nothing said I lived there for 2 years. It was a mean city when I was there. Well, you only lived there for 2 years. What the hell do you know, buddy boy? Huh? Just kidding. Maybe it is a mean city. I don't know. I didn't talk to everybody. Stillwater, says a texter. Stillwater is generally my number one. I love Stillwater. Alyssa and I, the last time we were there, we were talking about, like, could we see ourselves retiring in Stillwater? And she was like, no. And I was like, yes. I like it. Hayward, Wisconsin, says a texter. Muskie Fest last week in June. I like Hayward. I've been to Hayward before.
Yeah, Hayward's great. But I think the reigning champion when it comes to non-metro area Minnesota cities,
yeah,
has to be Duluth.
Mm.
And I'm a bit even hesitant to say that, not because I don't like Duluth. Duluth is phenomenal. But you do know how I hate to agree with the noon to three host.
I know. Chad loves Duluth.
And he's a big Duluth guy. And I hate to say it, but Chad's right.
Do you think he really likes Duluth, or is this just like...
He likes people to think that he likes
Duluth?
Yeah,
like, to a certain degree, Chad wants to be seen as like an everyman. And like, his favorite city is probably Palm Springs, California, right?
Well, that's not a Minnesota city. Sort of falls outside the purview of this particular segment.
I mean, his favorite Minnesota city is Golden Valley. And
that's what he likes to say. That one, I think, is performative.
That's a lie. Yeah.
I think his favorite Minnesota city is Bloomington because that's where the airport is and he can get out of here.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Why do you sound surprised?
I'm just enjoying the comedy. I mean, your choices are basically, like, if you think of cities, how many Minnesota, like, I'm not talking towns. You know what I mean? Because you could go with the, like, well, I like the Brainerd Lakes area. And you're like, does anybody really like Brainerd? No. You like Gull Lake. You know what I mean?
You like the area around.
You like the area.
Yeah.
Moorhead? You never hear anybody say Moore. You know what outside of the metro, you know what the best city is? Moorhead. It's because Fargo is cooler than Moorhead.
If you're going for smaller, like, towns.
Yeah.
Nisswa's pretty awesome.
Oh, Nisswa's pretty good. Yep. Great two-block little main downtown area. I mean, our options are limited, right?
In terms of sizable cities, yeah. I mean, you have basically the four.
Rochester, Duluth, Mankato. How would you rank it? Duluth, Rochester, Mankato, Moorhead. Am I missing anything?
St. Cloud.
Oh, St. Cloud. I would say
Duluth 1, Rochester 2. Everybody else.
I mean, Bloomington to me is too like
that's metro-y.
Metro,
yeah,
right?
No, you can't count that.
Because when you look at population,
you do have to get down to Mankato before you're.
Rochester has 125,000 residents. And then we get real small. Like Duluth is 88,000. St. Cloud is 72,000. And then Moorhead is 46,000. Mankato is about the same. They're pretty small, right? Like, and then, like, I don't know. It's all metro. Austin. What about Austin? Spam Museum?
I'll be honest with you. I've never been to Austin.
So here's the thing about going to Austin. Population 26,689. When you go to Austin, you're going to go to the Spam Museum.
I mean, you have to.
When you go to
the, I don't think they let you leave until you've been through there.
When you go to the Spam Museum, you're going to be left wondering, why did I drive to Austin to go to the Spam Museum? I'm just saying. Detroit Lakes. New Ulm. New Ulm is a good choice. New Ulm is maybe an underrated city. Have you ever been to New Ulm?
I've not been to New Ulm.
Alexandria. Alexandria is nice. I just was in Alexandria. I was there.
Okay, but like when you say Detroit Lakes and Alexandria and stuff like that, is that the similar kind of thing we were just talking about? Where is it, do you like those towns or do you like the areas around those towns?
It's a fair point. Alexandria itself is a population of 15,000. I drove through Alexandria, not that much. Not that great. Yeah, you like the lakes.
Yeah.
In that
a lot of great stuff around there. Great place to go.
Red Wing.
To go around there.
I would put Red Wing.
Okay, sure. Red Wing. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good call. Good call.
I think Red.
Now you're.
Well, maybe
this
is a different segment, but like most underrated cities in Minnesota, Red Wing is, I feel, maybe the most underrated city. I don't know. Keep the text coming. Lots of good. You guys are making me think. It's good. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bob-a-pedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
Pregame from Dyersville, Iowa, starting in just a couple minutes here on CCO. Should be really fun. First pitch at 6:30. The pregame is the drama. The game is just going to be the game. Lots of great texts about your favorite cities. Alexandria, nothing more than a speed trap on 94. Moorhead, well, then a joke that I'm not going to say on the radio, but it's very funny. What about Farmington? Farmington, good call. Fairmont, Minnesota, Five Lakes all connected there. Texter says Rochester for a favorite non-metro city. We had to pivot 1 year for a family vacation, ended up there because we hadn't explored it previously. It was great. We went to a Honkers game, visited Niagara Cave, Forestville State Park. People were surprised that we weren't there for medical reasons. That's exactly it. Like, I visited a bakery, Seto, S-E-T-O, and oh, was it good. Egyptian bakery. They had like, oh, all sorts of Mediterranean pastries. So good. And they were like, yeah, we get a lot of recommendations where doctors send their patients to come and visit. I like, you know, if you live in the South Metro, it's only an hour to get down there. From here, it took me 90 minutes. Anyway, pretty fun as we get close to State Fair. If you got a free weekend, why not? Go explore one of these cool cities around the state. Continental Diamond Time Check. It's 5:57. ContinentalDiamond.com. They've got all the pre-owned luxury watches they have in stock. You can see them all on the website. And then you're going to want to go to the store and try them on. Great people over there. ContinentalDiamond.com. Video, our whole show is streaming. You can find segments, including our interview with Peggy Flanagan and our interview with Lisa Damoth. All of that available at YouTube, but also wherever you get podcasts. So go check that out. Subscribe to the podcast. We'd appreciate that. Our bosses really want more podcast downloads, so do your best. Help out. Help Dan and me help you. I don't know how it helps you, but it would help us. Pregame, let's get a Twins win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
cut from the city.
Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.